When Governor Rick Snyder was answering your questions earlier this week here on Michigan Radio, he waded into the issue of more than $9 billion in outstanding tax credits owed to businesses who stayed put in Michigan and reinvested in their operations here. And that has tipped Michigan's budget into an unplanned deficit. The program began in the Engler administration, but then was widely used in the latter part of the Granholm administration. Critics are calling it corporate welfare. To that, the governor said,
"We still have this legacy of the tax credits, and I wouldn't use the term corporate welfare. Again, these are our job creators."
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes has been sniffing out ideas some of our state lawmakers are floating to try to cure this so-called tax credit hangover. Daniel, you're calling these ideas a faulty prescription. I get the sense from the column you wrote you're rather incensed.
I don't know if I'd say incensed, but I think people need to think this stuff through. I mean, I think we've gone through this period of bankruptcy and everything in Detroit and the state, and all of a sudden people have gotten kind of intoxicated with the idea that, hey, we can just walk away from things. They did it in the Detroit bankruptcy. Well, yeah, but they did it in the context of federal bankruptcy. States can't go bankrupt under federal law. And the reality is these are contracts, primarily with the big three automakers, and they delivered. They invested billions of dollars in plants and in office expansions in the state of Michigan and got these credits for them and added the jobs. And now the state has got to give them the credits that they are obliged to give them. And people are screaming bloody murder and saying, we can get out of this. I've been getting emails saying, oh, you can. It was done in bankruptcy. Why can't it be done here? One person called it ridiculous that I would suggest that they would actually have to pay them.
And in your column this week, you actually pointed to State Representative Brandon Dillon, Democrat from Grand Rapids, who's like, well, everybody has to make concessions just like state employees have done and firefighters and so on and so forth. And your point is?
Well, my point is they didn't get nothing for it. The state didn't get nothing, and I hate to use bad language, but that's exactly basically it. You know, they got something for these tax credits, and it was investment. And this whole notion that, well, General Motors and Ford and Chrysler wouldn't have walked away, or the government wouldn't have let them walk away in the context of the bailout, well, Ford wasn't a party to the bailout. And the truth of the matter is that what they were able to get coming out of the recession and the kind of lowered break-even points that all three companies got made investing in Michigan possible, as did the credits. And in fact, I got an email after I wrote this column saying to me by a very high-ranking executive at one of the car companies, you're exactly right. That helped us to put a small car project into one of our plants in Michigan than we otherwise would have made overseas.
In fact, you do a pretty neat three-part breakdown on the three main things you think Michigan got in exchange for these business tax credits. So take us there.
They got jobs. Mm-hmm. They got investment. They got sales tax revenue. And they got income tax revenue.
Yeah,
it's more than three. And, you know, all of which I think are very important. And I would add another one, and that is that essentially you have a greater concentration of the U.S. auto industry here in Michigan than you've had in any time in a very long time. Now, there are people out there who will say that's a bad thing. But these companies have a very different financial structure and a very different ability to compete, both in the United States and around the world. They're making more money in the U.S. than they've made in any of our life, well, going back to the 60s probably. But into the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s, their business model in the United States was upside down. And that ultimately culminated in what we went through in 2008-09 and early 2010. Mm-hmm. That business model is now different, and the problems that they're having financially, to the extent they're having them, are not in the United States. They're overseas.
And you do have worries. If you see lawmakers in Lansing trying to renege and walk back from what was a deal, you've got some worries about the long-range effect on future investment in Michigan.
Well, what does this say about Michigan? Is you cut a deal with Michigan, and if there's a political backlash or if the price becomes too large because things change, they're going to want to back out. I mean, I've been critical of the film incentive program, but that's another example. I mean, under the previous administration, they created a film incentive program that was very aggressive, that became the most popular in the country. And as soon as Governor Snyder came in and said, you know, I'm not too crazy about this, and he changed the metrics, that so-called industry left like in a week. And all of a sudden, Michigan got the reputation that, you know, they're just going to change on a dime. And a lot of this is driven by domestic politics here and also the budget situation. And people tend to overreact and look for ways to bail out. And I think what you've also found here is a lot of the new legislators do not quite understand how these tax credits work. They view them as or consider them to be something the state's cutting the companies a check out of the box, which they're not. The companies have to deliver on their commitments before they can claim the credits, and that's why they're now coming home to roost, because they have delivered on those commitments, and now they're taking their credits through their tax returns.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with our Thursday check-in. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.